Welcome to a series of talks about objective consciousness, an objective universe, and an objective way to awaken, expanding upon the works of George I. Gurdjieff and Russell A. Smith. This podcast is part 4 of chapter 4 of the audiobook of The Blueprint of Consciousness. In this episode, we show how the harmonically stable oscillations in an octave may actually form the tRNA molecules that help to create life, and how the mathematical symmetry inherent within an octave ensures perfect replication. Let's begin. The Blueprint of Consciousness, An Accelerated Path to Awakening, by Russell A. Smith. Chapter 4, Caught in the Cosmic Loop, Part 4. In the video you watched on protein synthesis, it said that the first molecule of life was probably the transfer RNA molecule, tRNA, and also that the tRNA molecule was a small chain macromolecule somewhere between 75 and 85 nucleotides long. On page 60 of Cosmic Secrets is the structure of the three scales, 13 octaves, 71 vibrations, and 80 notes of an oscillation. Okay, 80 seems to be a number that fits nicely between 75 and 85. Check. Then Russell thought, what if these harmonically stable oscillations were the tRNA molecules? Okay, the video said that the tRNA molecule was folded over on itself, to where the two folded over ends were adjacent to each other. But one end stuck out a little bit further. That is, it stuck out the distance of one codon, 3 nucleotides. So, Russell looked at the oscillation and realized that if he folded it at 1536, the middle, the 35 vibrations going up would exactly fall on the 35 vibrations going down, and there would not be 3 nucleotides sticking out on one end. So, he pondered on what to do. Then he remembered the structure, and remembered how so 1536, after it became an oscillating do, becomes a descending do in scale 3, and how do 1752 becomes an ascending do in scale 3. He also remembered how re 1728, which became an ascending do in scale 2, disappeared in scale 3. Thus, he proclaimed, since in scale 3, do 1752 becomes the ascending do, and do 1536 becomes the descending do, and do 1728 disappears, then do 1728 should be the middle. Wow. So, the decision was made that do 1728 would be the middle of the fold. Russell got an 8-foot long, 1-inch square dowel rod and put a line at every inch. He then labelled the 1-inch spaces with the mathematics that are on page 60. He put scale 1 on one side, scale 2 on a second side, and scale 3 on the third side. In addition, he calculated and labelled the notes in scale 1, in scale 2, and in scale 3 that were above and below the oscillation. That is, he labelled the notes and vibrations which were above the upper far, all the way up to the notes so, and the notes and vibrations which were below the lower far, all the way down to the note Mi. See page 64 of Cosmic Secrets for the mathematics, and page 70 for the finished model. He then shaded the areas above and below the phars in green, which contained the extra vibrations. See page 65. So that it would be easy for everyone to distinguish the extra vibrations from those of the oscillation. He could now easily see that the vibration which disappeared, 1728, was not on the stick in scale 3, and that ray 1752 was now the ascending do of scale 3, and do 1536 was now the descending do of scale 3. He then sawed the dowel in half through the centre of the square marked 1728, and hinged it there, placing the disappearing vibration, 1728, cut in half, at the centre of the fold. Look at what happens when the stick is folded at 1728. The two dos that are at do 1920 and do 1968 align with the two dos that are at do 1200 and do 1152. See pages 63 and 64 of Cosmic Secrets. Also, notice the amazing symmetry of the notes that have paired. T pairs with Re. T, from the bigger scale, pairs with Mi. La pairs with Fa. So pairs with So. Fa pairs with La. Mi pairs with Ti. Re pairs with Do. Do pairs with Re. Ti pairs with Mi. La pairs with Fa. And So pairs with So, etc. That is very interesting. Certain notes always pair. A so always pairs with a so. And a la always pairs with a fa, etc. And again, the two dos at 1920 and at 1968 align with the two dos at 1200 and 1152. Note, Fa 2048, which is with the extra vibrations in the green shaded area, remains with those extra vibrations when they later separate from the oscillation. See page 65 of Cosmic Secrets, which we shall explain in a moment. Eureka! At the fold, we now have three nucleotides called the anticodon loop, represented by three dos from different scales. Do 1536, Do 1728, and Do 1752, which Russell calls the triple dos. And, after the fold, at the ends of the oscillation, we now have three nucleotides sticking out at what is called the acceptor end. As such, our structure now exactly matches the tRNA molecule. Double Eureka! Then, the video said, after it folded, the nucleotides, which were adjacent to each other, were for the most part linked. Russell thought, what can I do to represent the linking of the nucleotides? Easy. I will simply add their mathematics together. So, he added 1752 to 1536, which totaled 3,288. And he put that total on the fourth side of the dowel. Then he added 1755 to 1512 and got 3,267. And added 1758 to 1488 and got 3,246, etc. The vibrations that were adjacent to each other were added and totaled all the way down to the end of the oscillation, and even beyond. That is, he even added the notes and vibrations that were in the green shaded area. The square dowel now contained the totals of all the vibrations that were adjacent to each other. Page 61 and 62. After depositing its amino acid at the proper place in the sequence, the transfer RNA molecule disconnects from the messenger RNA strand. The acceptor end of the transfer RNA molecule can now pick up another like amino acid and return to the ribosome, where this process, its anticodon loop matching a codon of a messenger RNA strand, repeats itself. Further scientific investigation into the structure of transfer RNA has revealed an additional bend. The transfer RNA molecule is shaped in the form of a rough L, with the two adjacent ends on the shorter side of the L. The oscillation. As we examine the three scales of an oscillation, see page 63, something quite remarkable comes into view. 1. If we count the beginning and ending phase together as 1, we find there are 70 vibrations and 79 notes in the three scales of an oscillation. tRNA is a chain believed to be between 75 to 85 nucleotides long. 2. Next, if we fold the oscillation back on itself at the triple dose, tRNA's anticodon loop, and align the oscillation's ascending and descending vibrations, we find there is a recurring structure in the pairing of certain notes. In tRNA, the adjoining nucleotides are linked. 3. After folding and linking the oscillation, we discover that there are exactly 3 unpaired vibrations protruding at one end. In tRNA, 3 nucleotides on one of the adjacent ends remain unlinked. Then the video said that the tRNA molecule had a second fold. It said that the tRNA was bent to form a rough L, with the adjacent ends on the shorter side of the L. So, Russell decided that the best place to fold it a second time would be where the 4 does came into contact. That is, where the 2 does at 1200 and 1152 had aligned with the 2 does at 1920 and 1968, which Russell called the double does. He then cut and hinged the dowels at the double does between 1200 and 1152, and between 1920 and 1968, after which he could now fold the dowel into an L, with the adjacent ends on the shorter side of the L, just like the video said. After he performed the second fold, see page 64 of Cosmic Secrets, he saw something that was even more remarkable. When he looked at the totals of the paired vibrations that were on the left side of the stick and compared them with the totals of the paired vibrations that were on the right side of the stick, he noticed that the totals were identical. They exactly matched. It was as if this molecule could check itself. It could say, "Hey, do we all have the same totals? Are we all in agreement? If so, you can trust us for making life. If not, then one of our vibrations is wrong. And as such, we would not be a good translator for constructing life." Amazingly, the totals matched, even beyond the oscillation. That is, they even matched in the green shaded areas, all the way to the ends of the double folded over stick. We now have an amazing mathematical construct for creating life. One with such precision, you can shake a stick at it. Wow. Incredible stuff. Page 63. Something else is revealed if we write down the totals of the paired vibrations. You may wish to write the totals down on page 63 of Cosmic Secrets, or just study figure 9, oscillations in four scales with totals. Make sure, if you write them down, that you keep the totals exactly aligned with the paired vibrations they represent. So, do, 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 and do, re, total 3,288. Ti and re, total 3,267. Ti and mi, total 3,246. La and fa, total 3,232. Continuing with the totals, 3,204, 3,176, 3,165, 3,144, 3,126, 3,120, 3,104, 3,096, 3,088, 3,090, 3,084, 3,084 again, 3,090, 3,088, 3,096, 3,104, 3,108, 3,114, 3,120, Do 1920 and Do 1200. The second fold is here. The yellow area below is folded up alongside the yellow area above. 3,120 again, Do 1968 and Do 1152, 3,114, 3,108, 3,104, 3,096, 3,088, 3,090, 3,084, 3,084 again, 3,090, 3,088, 3,096, 3,104. Of course, if we continue beyond the oscillation into the green shaded area, the symmetry will not only continue, but all the totals, including the totals of the vibrations in the green shaded area, would match all the way to the top. That is, all the totals above the double dos would exactly match all the totals below the double dos. And here we show a diagram of an oscillation in four scales with totals and a simplified version. We repeat. All the totals above the double dose exactly match all the totals below the double dose. Wow! Now, let us examine the oscillations that are within this structure, which end in the folded up, highlighted yellow area, where the shorter side of the L folds up alongside the longer side of the L. The original oscillation in scale 1 went from far 1024 to far 2048. See page 60 of Cosmic Secrets. It proceeded up the left side of the diagram on page 63. From far, follow the dashed line. It then proceeded up through SO, LA, TI, and DO, and then continued over the top of the diagram through RE. It then proceeded down the right side of the diagram through MI, and finally ended at FA, the FA at the top of the yellow shaded area. Because the oscillation is folded over onto itself, one end of the oscillation started on the left side, and the other end of the oscillation finished on the right side. Okay, what is the total of the paired vibrations at the ends of that oscillation? That is, at the bottom far on the left and at the bottom far on the right. The total of the two linked vibrations on the left is what? 3,104. And the total of the two linked vibrations on the right is what? 3,088. Remember those two numbers, 3,104 and 3,088. All right. Here is an oscillation that starts at the bottom left, in scale 2. Fa, so, la, ti, do, re, mi, fa. What are the totals at the ends of that oscillation? 3,104 and 3,088. Here is another oscillation, in scale 2, that starts at the bottom right. Fa, mi, re, do, ti, la, so, fa. How about that guy? 3,088 and 3,104. Here is an oscillation in scale 3, which also starts on the bottom left. Fa, so, la, ti, do, re, mi, fa. How about him? 3,104 and 3,088. Starting further up on the left, above the double dose, is another oscillation in scale 3. Fa, so, la, ti, do, re, mi, fa. How about him? 3,104 and 3,088. Here is an oscillation in scale 3, which starts on the bottom right. Fa, mi, re, do, ti, la, so, fa. What is it? 3,088 and 3,104. Starting further up on the right, also above the double dose, is another oscillation in scale 3. Fa, mi, re, do, ti, la, so, fa. What is that oscillation? 3,088 and 3,104. All right. Let's look at the major oscillations in scale 3. The fa, so, las, and the la, so, fas. there are four major oscillations on the left in scale 3. Fa-sol-la's, 3014 to 3088. There are four major oscillations on the right in scale 3. La-sol-fa's, 3088 to 3014. They too are 3104 and 3088. We have the original oscillation in scale 1, two oscillations in scale 2, four oscillations in scale 3, and eight future major oscillations in scale 4, created by the eight fa-sol-las and la-sol-fas in scale 3, which all have totals of 3104 and 3088 at their ends. Wow! A total of 15 oscillations all have those totals at their ends. Which means that the 14 smaller oscillations are able to say, we know what the original oscillation looks like. He is the big oscillation, which goes from 3104 at one end to 3088 at the other end. And so do we. We are all oscillations that also go from 3104 at one end to 3088 at the other end. Just like the big guy. We are the tRNA molecule that has 3104 at one end of our oscillations and 3088 at the other. Wow! That is amazing! There are 64 of these tRNA molecules in our body. Each one of them has its own mathematics. Each one of them can check itself. And its totals match. That is, whatever the totals are at the ends of its biggest oscillation are the totals at the ends of all 14 of its smaller oscillations. Again, the ones that end up in the highlighted yellow area on page 231. Side note. The area in yellow on page 232 stays attached to the amino acid when it separates. See page 238. Thus, the tRNA will recognize that amino acid when it is needed for protein synthesis, which we shall explore shortly. There is also a second symmetry that occurs at the adjacent 3084s. Notice that there are matching mathematics above and below the 3084s. 3084, 3090, 3088, 3096, and 3104. But then, there is a break in the second symmetry. Russell made a diagram of that second symmetry. And here we show figure 10, tRNA, diagram of second symmetry. Everyone in the same circle has the same totals. The two does at the top total 3,288, and the two does at the bottom total 3,288, because they are both in the same circle. All the guys in the second circle total 3,267. And the guys in the third total 3,104, etc. The structure goes down to 3,084. Then it goes out to 3,120. Then it goes back to 3,084. Then it goes down and ends when the three protruding unpaired nucleotides are reached. We repeat. It went down to 3,084, went out to 3,120, went back into 3,084, and then goes down and ends. On the next page is a molecular picture of what the tRNA L looks like when it is all coiled up, as well as a graphical model of the second symmetry. And here, we show figure 11, molecular picture of tRNA L and model of the second symmetry. That concludes today's podcast. If you would like a chance to read the whole book, The Blueprint of Consciousness, An Accelerated Path to Awakening, which is available as a high-quality 520-page hardback, and also as a PDF download, simply visit the store at our website, thedogteachings.com. The Blueprint of Consciousness contains an objective exercise in awakening that has literally awakened hundreds of people. Be free. Be awake. Be real. And realize your full potential as a human being. On our website, you will be able to listen to other talks, obtain diagrams, animations, supporting videos, and much, much more. In addition, you can also find us on Instagram and Facebook under The Dog Teachings. And, as a reminder, we have two Zoom classes every Saturday to assist you. Level 1 is freely available for anyone who purchases the Blueprint of Consciousness. And the other is for those who have obtained the Master Exercises and the Double or Nothing Exercises. See under Resources, Zoom Classes, for more details. All at thedogteachings.com. That's thedogteachings.com. Goodbye. Until next time.